信雅各临死的时候，分别为约瑟的儿子祝福，又倚着杖头敬拜神。
在感恩节的时候
，doing thanksgiving，
冇乜嘢好过我哋回想我哋同神嘅关系。
There's nothing better than to look back on our relationship with our God。
今日个特意选呢个题目叫做扶着杖头敬拜神。
And today's topic is to lean on the top of the staff。
大家可能认识我有一个仔。
Oh, you know I have one son。
他读幼稚园的时候很喜欢骑三轮车。
When he was in kindergarten, he likes to ride his tricycle.
第一天上学的时候，只见到他在那里踩单车蹬蹬转。
And the first day of school, he was riding his tricycle all over the place.
小学的时候，他喜欢踩两个轮的单车。
And when he was in grade school, he started to ride his bicycle.
中学的时候，钟情于会飞会跳的越野车。
And during high school, he likes to who started his four-wheelers.
但有一样嘢佢从来唔系好中意嘅，就系读书。
But one thing he never liked was to study.
所以佢嘅喺学校嘅成绩都系一般。
So his grade was mediocre.
有一日喺佢读高中十年班嘅时候
，when they doing his when he was in his in the tenth grade，
佢忽然间同我讲。
All of a sudden, he said this to me.
爸爸，如果我考试科优等嘅时候
，So then if I got all straight A's in my school,
你就买一个电子吉他俾我。
Can you buy me an electric guitar?
哇，我觉得呢个主意都几好喎。
I thought that's a good idea.
啊，我哋广东人话雷反应。
So I immediately agreed with him.
一年之后，我个仔有一个全新嘅电子吉他。
A year after that, my son has a brand new electric guitar.
喺我嘅收藏品里面有一张 straight A 嘅成绩单。
In my collection, there's a report card with straight A's on it.
呢个应许皆大欢喜。
So both of us are happy with the result.
亦都容易做到。
And it's easily done.
但其实在人与人之间，我们常常会出现很多的不同的应许。
But among us, we have promised to each other.
结婚的时候，新郎和新娘应许永不分离。
During a marriage, while they promise until death to them apart.
老板应许员工加薪升职。
A boss would promise his employee he would get a raise.
阿爸阿妈应承啲细蚊仔买玩具。
Parents would promise kids to buy them new toys。
政府应承啲老百姓有政改。
Government would promise there's a general election for the people。
但唔系每一个应许都皆大欢喜。
But all these promises are happily accepted by all the parties。
可能一方面会唔守诺言。
Maybe one party broke their promise.
可能另一方面又会中途放弃了。
Maybe some of them gave up during the process.
结果很多应许虽然是应许，但是最后都不欢而散。
So a lot of those promises end up empty promise.
我们看我们人的应许，看起来真的不容易。
So it's not easy to keep a promise among us people.
所以我们常常这样说，你唔好口怕，唔好呢个口轻轻答应人家嘅一啲嘅要求。
所以 soon give out a promise lightly。
但我哋谂神嘅应许系点嘅咧
？But when we thought of what about God's promise？
神的应许其实是比人的应许来得更加复杂。
It's more complicated than from God to give us a promise.
神的应许不是说买个吉他那么简单。
It's not as simple as buying us a guitar.
我住这一班年轻人那个时候，大约二十岁的时候。
Like my time, just as the young people in front of us, like when I was in my twenties.
我读大学的时候，听到传道人在那讲福音。
When I was in college, I heard a preacher told me the gospel.
讲耶稣。
Told me about Jesus.
啊，呢啲福音真系好吸引人。
The gospel was very attractive.
但我读科学嘅。
But I was studying science.
如果冇真凭实据，我真系唔可以呃自己话我真心信耶稣信神。
I can fully accept God and promise without a concrete evidence.
但系传道人话你要凭信心踏上一步。
But the preacher told me you have to use your faith to take the first step.
我又同神话。
And I said to God.
如果你俾我真凭实据。
If you give me concrete evidence.
俾我亲自经历你
，Let me experience you，
我就真心相信你
，Then I will believe you with my whole heart，
我就一生一世侍奉你
，I will serve you with my whole life。
我唔知道呢班年青人有冇咁做过咁嘅同神咁讲
，I don't know if the young people among us did the same thing with God。
喺情感上，我相信神听咗我嘅祷告
，Emotionally I believe God heard my prayer。
但在理性上，我没有用耳朵听到神的答应。
But personally, I have not heard God's answer.
但凭信心，我踏上一步。
But with faith, I took the first step.
成为一个基督徒。
I became a Christian.
不知过了几多个年日了。
And many days passed.
信仰基督教在我生命上，没什么突破，没什么大的冲击。
There was not much of a breakthrough doing for my religious life.
我又好忘记了当日曾经向神这个要求。
And I thought I've forgotten the request I made to God.
好耐好耐之后，有一日我喺度揸紧车嘅时候。
A long time passed one day when I was driving.
神感动我，对我咁话。
And God moved me and told me this.
你要做传道人啊。
You become a preacher.
我就俾你真凭实据。
Then I'll give you evidence.
证明我系活嘅神。
To prove that I'm a living God.
当时我嘅反应系点啊
？And what was my reaction back then?
我话神啊。
He said, Oh Lord.
使唔使要我做咁大嘅动作啊
？Do I have to really take such a big step?
使唔使我突然间要放弃咗我嘅工作
？Should I all of a sudden give up my work?
入到去神学院读几年神学
，go to seminary for a few years。
呢个变动系咪玩得大咗啲啊
？If it's a joke, it's a little bit too much。
咁但系又冇人叫我廿年前讲过咁嘅要求。
And 20 years ago, I have not made that promise。
唯有凭住信心
，but use my faith，
再踏上一步
，and take another step。
读神学成为传道人
and to go to seminary and become a preacher
为了要见到神应许的真凭实据
so that I can see the concrete evidence from God
你看到人的信心和神的应许的结果
so you can see man's faith and the promise of God's result
两者之间有很微妙的一个关系在里面
there's a special relationship between them
就好像我们读到希伯来书第十一章第一节的时候咁讲。
Just as we can turn to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1。
佢话信心就系所盼望嘅嗰个事情嘅实底。
Faith is confidence in what we hope for。
系未见之事嘅确据。
And the assurance about what we do not see。
喺信心同埋呢一个确据嘅中间。
Between faith and evidence.
很多时候是一个谜团来的。
A lot of times it's a mystery.
中间不知道经历了几多的时间。
We don't know how much time we will go through.
中间不知道经历了几多的变化。
And we don't know how much change we have to go through.
各位弟兄姊妹，各位朋友。
Friends and brothers and sisters.
神其实应许咗我哋嘅事情有好多。
God has promised a lot of things。
你打开本圣经嘅时候
，If you turn to the Bible，
有人咧就真系慢慢去计。
There are people who actually count it。
佢净系数新约。
Just in the New Testament alone。
冇重复过嘅神嘅应许有250个。
There are 250 unrepeated promises。
喺250个嘅神嘅应许系应用喺一般嘅信徒。
This 250 promises are used for all Christians。
例如约翰福音三章十六节，大家好熟嘅呢一段呢一节嘅经文咁话。
Just as in John 3:16。
信耶稣嘅人唔会灭亡，反得永生。
For all those who believe in God will not perish but have eternal life。
呢个系神嘅应许。
This is God's promise。
或者我哋读到彼得后书十一一章十一节嘅时候。
When we come to 2 Peter。
一章十一节
Chapter 1 verse 11，
这里讲到神的应许，说到信耶稣的人将会丰丰富富地进入神永远的国。
All those who believe in Jesus will come to the kingdom abundantly。
除了打本圣经记载着很多神的一般应许，
Besides the Bible who does record God's promise，
神又很喜欢跟不同的信徒讲不同的应许。
God will promise individual Christians different promises。
我们见到希伯来书十一章的时候。
When we come to Hebrews chapter 11。
你就看到神对不同的人讲出不同的应许。
God gave different people different promises。
这些人很特别，他用信心来到回应神个别的应许。
And these people would respond with their faith to God's promise。
我不知道你今日在你的人生里面神给了什么应许你。
I don't know today in your life, what kind of promises God has given you。
我不知道你对神的应许的态度是怎样。
I don't know what's your attitude toward God's promise。
在等候神的应许出现的期间，
While we are waiting for the promise to come in，
你会不会感到失望？
Were you disappointed？
你或者会不会坚持下去呢？
Or would you keep your endurance to the end？
今天我们读希伯来书十一章二十一节一节。
When we turn to Hebrews chapter 11。
在这一节的经文里面讲到雅各等候神的应许。
And this verse is recorded Jacob was waiting for God's promise。
我们看他怎样去他的态度，怎样去态度来到看神的应许。
We'll see what's his attitude toward God's promise。
给我们好好做一个反省。
And so we can reflect upon ourselves。
在感恩节的时候反省一下。
We'll reflect upon ourselves with thanksgiving。
我们怎样走出信心的一步？
How do you take a first step toward faith？
这一节经文很简单地说，
Simply this verse is told us。
雅各因着信临死的时候，
By faith when he was dying，
被约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，
Blessed each of Joseph's son，
扶住杖头，即是拐杖来到敬拜神。
And worship as he leaned on the top of his staff。
这节经文讲到雅各相信神。
This verse is told us Jacob believed in God。
相信神答应他一件事。
He believed God promised him one thing。
跟着他自己做了两件事。
And then he did two other things。
为两个细蚊仔祝福。
He blessed the two children。
然后扶住杖头来到敬拜神。
And worship while he leaned on the top of his staff。
你要明白这一节经文讲的是一回什么事情的时候。
You have to understand what this verse was talking about。
或者我要简单地来到讲一下雅各的生平，雅各的一生。
Maybe I should summarize the life of Jacob for you。
雅各是亚伯拉罕的孙。
Jacob was Abraham's grandson。
他跟他的父母和大哥住在迦南地，叫做别士巴那地方。
He was living with his parents and his older brother in Beersheba.
一个是妈妈的心肝宝定。
He was the baby of his mom.
可以讲是一个群脚仔。
You can even say he's a mama's boy.
他有两个很特别的性格。
He has two special characters.
第一个性格是为了达到目的不择手段。
First character is he would do anything to achieve what he to achieve his goal.
第二个性格是他很渴求属灵的事情。
And the second character was he thirst for spiritual.
或者大家都很熟悉，当他年轻的时候，他为了得到长子的名分。
You may be familiar with the story. While he was young, he wanted the blessing of as the eldest born.
雅各就约咗一碗红豆汤。
With a red bean soup.
骗咗大哥嗰个长子嘅名分。
即刻 cheated his older brother's firstborn blessing.
后来又趁住父亲年老双目睇得唔好或者失明嘅时候。
And he used the situation when his father was old and became blind.
他就骗了父亲原本给大哥长子的祝福。
He cheated the eldest son's blessing from his father.
大哥当然很生气。
And his brother, of course, he would be very angry.
他要找雅各来到报仇。
He would seek revenge against Jacob.
在这个风头火势之下，雅各只好逃离家园。
During this dangerous situation, he has to run away.
当时他已经有七十几岁。
At that time, he was over 70 years old.
是一个吊儿郎当、形单只影，来到踏上这个逃亡之路。
So he has to take his journey all alone.
他从家乡向住北方哈兰的地方来到走，要投靠他的舅父。
So he went from his own homeland, Haran, go up north to rely on his uncle.
他从别士巴走到没什么，即是很近距离一个旷野。
And from Beersheba, during his journey, he came to this wilderness.
太阳落山了。
Sun was setting.
他就拿了一块的石头当枕头在那睡觉。
He took a walk at his pillow.
忽然间，佢发咗一个梦。
All of a sudden, he came to a dream.
你睇到有一堂梯，好长嘅，由地下一直伸到去天上边。
He saw a ladder extended all the way to heaven.
喺呢个楼梯梯嘅上边，佢睇见神企喺嗰度。
And on top of the ladder, he saw God.
神就喺上边同佢讲。
And on top of the ladder, God said to God, talk to him.
我要将你而家瞓紧嘅呢一笪地方赐俾你同埋你嘅子孙。
I will give you this land where you are lying on now.
你嘅子孙会多到好似尘沙咁，数都数唔尽。
Your descendant will be like as countless as dust.
地上嘅万民万族都因为你同埋你嘅子孙。
And because of your descendant, all people will be blessed.
而且无论你去到边度，我都会带你翻翻嚟呢一笪地方。
No matter where you go, I will bring you back to this place.
呢个神嘅应许好唔好啊？
Is this promise a good promise?
有好大嘅一个土地。
Yes, a vast land.
有自己嘅家。
Has his family.
有子孙。
Descendants.
有祝福。
And blessings.
有神的带领。
And God's leading.
雅各在那个时候，他就相信自己的子孙会在这一大片的土地里面生活。
And at that time, Jacob believed his descendants will be living in this land.
于是他将自己瞓住的石头动起他来到作为纪念。
And he was the rock that he slept on, he stood that up as a marker.
第时翻嚟嘅时候，可以揾得到呢一笪地方。
So when he returned, he will know which place that he was in.
佢就叫呢一个地方做伯特利。
And he called this place Bethel.
喺正话我哋睇个图喺耶路撒冷嘅附近。
And this very near Jerusalem.
雅各离开咗伯特利嘅时候，佢就匆匆忙忙去到哈兰地。
And after he left Bethel, he was to Canaan.
哈蘭地距離佢嘅家鄉別士巴大約有500英里。
Canaan is about 500 miles away from his hometown.
在哈蘭他一住就住了20年。
In Haran, he lived for 20 years.
娶了兩個太太生兒育女。
He married two wives and have children.
本來從一無所有變成富有人家。
From having nothing, he became a wealthy man.
90歲的時候他決定回到自己迦南的家鄉。
When he was 90, he decided to return to Canaan, to his home.
但他仍然害怕他大哥會尋仇。
But he was still afraid his brother would seek vengeance against him.
於是就來回到家的時候，
So just before he got home,
他就打發自己的仆人帶著一大堆的禮物，有羊牛駱駝一大堆。
He sent his servant with a lot of gifts, with a lot of livestock ahead.
叫啲仆人過咗一條河，先向大哥嚟到報信。
Yeah, he told his servants, after you cross the river, I'll go to my brother.
就表明自己一心要翻嚟到和解。
And tell his brother that he would seek peace with him.
雅各自己就喺河嘅另外一邊喺度等消息。
And Jacob was waiting on the other side of the river to wait for his servant's news.
已經是晚上，於是乎在那裡數星星。
And it was at night, so he was looking at the stars.
忽然間，神的使者來到。
Suddenly, God's angel came upon him.
他要跟雅各摔跤。
He wanted to wrestle with Jacob.
雅各90歲了。
He was 90 at that time.
但他從沒欺場。
But he never turned down a challenge.
摔就摔啦。
Well, let's wrestle.
一直跟使者摔跤，摔到第二天早
上。And they wrestle until dawn.
個使者都想走啦。
And the angel wanted to leave.
雅各唔肯俾佢走。
And Jacob would not let him go.
使者唯有出最後一招。
So the angel used his last resource.
隻手一按住個大腿嗰個膝頭哥嗰度附近。
The angel grabbed one about where his knee was.
雅各一出力的時候，
when Jacob tried to struggle,
他的腿筋就傷了。
And his leg was hurt.
從此他就要用拐杖來到幫他行路。
From then on, he has to walk with a staff.
他扶著拐杖的頭，那個頂，頭頂，就成為他敬拜神一個很特別的姿勢。
The action that he was leaning on the top of his staff became a special action for him to worship God.
雅各同啲家人團聚咗之後，佢就住咗喺迦南地。
After Jacob reunited with his family, he lived in Canaan.
當然，迦南地唔係屬於雅各嘅。
Of course, Canaan did not belong to Jacob.
佢只係一名嘅外來客，係一個寄居。
He was just a visitor.
後來他的第十一個兒子叫做約瑟，
and then his 11th son Joseph
被其他的兄弟出賣，賣了去埃及做奴隸。
And Joseph was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
但約瑟藉著神的幫助扶搖直上。
But Joseph relied on God and became very successful.
最後成為埃及的宰相。
And become the governor of Egypt.
因為當時有一場的大饑荒。
And there was a big famine at that time.
雅各在130歲的時候就帶著全家離開迦南去到埃及投靠約瑟。
And Jacob, while he was 130 years ago, took his whole family to Egypt and turned to Joseph.
埃及當時一個大國，好食好住，佢哋喺嗰度。
And Egypt was an abundant country with a lot of food and good living.
佢哋亦都受到埃及人嘅尊重。
And they were respected by the Egyptians.
慢慢他們就在埃及定居了下來。
So they stay in Egypt for a while.
除了雅各，似乎沒有任何一個人想回去迦南地。
So besides Jacob, nobody seems want to go back to Canaan.
哪一個人會想這麼大動作回去比較落後的迦南地？
Who, who, whoever want to leave such a place and go back to Canaan where the land is not as good.
對阿哥嚟講，要翻返去迦南地，似乎變得遙遙無期。
So for Jacob, seems like there's no way he can return to Canaan.
住咗喺埃及17年之後，阿哥已經147歲。
And after 17 years in Egypt, Jacob was 140 years old.
你可以話已經到油盡燈灰快要死嘅時候。
And his time on earth is about to end.
佢就叫咗佢個仔約瑟嚟到佢面前。
And he called Joseph to him.
佢請求佢個仔唔好將佢葬喺埃及。
He requests his son not to bury him in Egypt.
佢要求佢個仔葬喺佢喺迦南地佢個祖父同埋佢父親葬嗰度地方。
He requests to be buried alongside with his father and grandfather in Canaan.
對埃及對約瑟嚟講，佢堂堂一個埃及嘅宰相。
Joseph was the governor in Egypt.
將父親雅各葬翻去迦南地，唔係一件難事。
It doesn't take a whole lot of effort to bury his father in Canaan.
所以約瑟就一口答應咗。
So Joseph agreed immediately.
喺聖經創世記41:31咁樣講。
In Genesis chapter 41 verse
47:31
chapter 41 verse 31 it says.
描述到雅各當時嘅反應。
Was recorded Jacob's reaction.
講到雅各就扶住杖頭敬拜神。
Jacob leaned on the top of his staff to worship God.
大家諗翻嗰個此情此景。
Can you imagine the image?
呢個敬拜其實唔係容易嘅。
This worship is not something that's easily done.
呢個敬拜反映出雅各對神嘅信心至死不移。
It reflects Jacob's faith on God has never wavered till death.
雅各相信無論自己是生是死。
Jacob believed no matter whether he's alive or dead.
神必會領翻佢翻返去迦南地。
God will lead him back to Canaan.
雅各病到最後一口氣嘅時候。
On Jacob's last breath.
佢就叫咗約瑟嘅兩個仔嚟到床邊。
He requested Joseph's two sons to his bedside.
就為呢兩個孫仔嚟到祝福。
And he blessed his grandsons.
祝福佢哋成為兩個成為大族。
He blessed them to be the big tribe.
祝福完咗之後，佢再一次同約瑟咁講。
After his blessing, he told Joseph.
佢話：我要死啦。
I'm about to die.
但神必然會帶你哋翻返去你哋列祖嗰笪地方。
But God will lead all of you back to your ancestors' land.
神必然帶返你哋翻去迦南地。
God will surely bring you back to Canaan.
剛才我哋讀嘅希伯來書11:21。
We just read Hebrews chapter 11 verse 21.
再次強調雅各當時嘅反應。佢係扶住杖頭敬拜神。
It emphasizes Jacob was leaning on the top of his staff.
呢個最後嘅一次敬拜神，實在唔簡單。
This for his last worship to God is not something that's simply done.
呢個唔簡單，因為除咗佢，因為雅各已經病重，唔容易去起身嚟到敬拜之外。
It's not simple, not only because Jacob was weak and about to die.
呢個敬拜咁唔容易，就因為雅各相信神嘅應許必然會實現。
It's not a simple worship because Jacob surely believed God would fulfill his promise.
但個問題係佢哋全族人翻去迦南地。
The problem is for his whole tribe to return to Canaan.
唔係雅各，唔係約瑟呢個宰相可以做得到嘅。
It's not something Jacob or Joseph can do.
尤其是雅各曾經聽過阿伯拉罕講到有關神嘅一個預言。
Especially when Jacob heard about Abraham's one of his prophecy.
Abraham 话：我哋嘅子孙必须喺外地做奴隶400年。
Abraham said, "Our descendants will become slaves for 400 years."
雅各就担心呢四百年嘅奴隶生涯就即将喺呢个埃及出现。
And Jacob worried that this 400 years of slavery would come soon.
当然，我哋读历史嘅时候，我哋知道当雅各死咗之后。
And of course, when we study history, way after Jacob died,
约瑟真系将雅各嘅尸嗰个嘅棺木带翻去迦南埋葬咗。
Joseph did bring Jacob's body back to Canaan to bury.
但系当约瑟死咗之后，呢四百年嘅奴隶悲劇就發生了。
But way after Joseph died, the slavery happened very quick.
所以我們知道，如果不是神出手幫這班以色列人，這班的雅各的子孫。
Well, if not for God's salvation upon the Israelite, Jacob's descendants.
如果沒有出埃及記這一回事的時候。
If not for the Exodus.
雅各的子孫可能就全部死在埃及地。
Jacob's descendants may have all died in Egypt.
我們知道再過了500年之後。
You know, after another 500 years.
雅各的子孫在迦南終於建立了他們自己的以色列國。
Jacob's descendants actually went back to Canaan and built their own country.
我們去回顧雅各的一生。
Let's look back on Jacob's life.
起初由他相信神的应许到应许的真正实现。
From the beginning when he believed in God's promise to the actualization of the promise.
中间的情节变化了很多。
There are a lot of change during the process.
在你再看的时候中间雅各的情绪也都变化了很多。
And in the process, Jacob's emotion has changed a lot too.
起初雅各第一次听到神的应许的时候，当然很开心。
Of course, when the first time Jacob heard of the promise, he was very excited and happy.
后来他从这个哈兰地经过20年之后，再回去家乡。
But after 20 years in Haran, and he turned back to his homeland.
哇，能够回去家乡，令他更加充满信心。
And when he returned to his homeland, he was more excited.
但忽然间在他年老的时候，他滞留在埃及地。
But during his old age, he was stuck in Egypt.
他的心情变得很难受。
And his mind became frustrated.
但你读雅各的一生的时候，你发觉有一个很特别的事情。
But when you study Jacob's life, there's something special about him.
无论雅各的心情是怎样。
No matter how he felt emotionally.
无论当时的环境是怎样
，No matter what situation he was in，
但他对神的应许从不摇动。
His faith in God's promise has never wavered。
他仍然都会扶住杖头来敬拜神。
He always leaned on the top of his staff to worship God。
做出用信心来做基础的一个行动。
Use his faith as the foundation of his actions.
他相信神的应许的好结果必然会出现。
He believed God's promise would come a fruitful result.
你相不相信神的应许的好结果会出现？
Do you believe God's promise would turn into fruitful results?
雅各相信好结果出现只不过是时间的问题。
Jacob believed the fruitful result would come, it's just a matter of time.
我们看从雅各他扶着杖头来敬拜神。
We look at when Jacob leaned on the top of his staff to worship God.
或者我们可以将信心来到这样定义。
Well, we can define faith as this.
信心是相信神的应许。
Faith is to believe the promise of God.
按着神的应许去做出行动。
And act accordingly.
无论我们的心情是怎
样。And regardless how I feel.
因为知道好结果必然出现。
From knowing there are good results.
我不知道这个定义对你有什么的启发。
I don't know what this definition mean to you.
这个定义会不会引发起你来到问自己几个问题？
with this definition, ask you yourself some questions.
你相信咗神嘅乜嘢应许？
What the promise God has given you?
如果你已经系信耶稣嘅时候
，If you are already a Christian,
你相信咗神嘅乜嘢应许
？What kind of promise have you believed?
有啲信徒咁样答我。
Some believers answer me in this way.
佢冇啊，神冇咩应许俾我。
Well, that's not much God promised me.
如果真系神冇任何应许俾你的话
，If God has promised you nothing.
你怎样去活出一个有信心的人生
？How do you live a faithful life？
如果没有信心的人生
，without a faithful life，
你就不会做出类似扶住杖头敬拜神那些行动。
You will not act as Jacob to lean on the top of the staff to worship God。
如果没有信心的行动
，action without faith，
信徒的生命变得枯燥乏味。
A believer's life will become dry.
冇信心嘅生命。
Without a life without faith.
信耶稣嘅人同唔信述耶稣嘅人一样。
There's no difference between believer and non-believers.
有啲信徒会错误咁将自己嘅愿望睇成为神嘅应许。
And there are Christians who wrongly believe their wish are God's promise.
他们可能会说神啊我想要这样东
西 and they will say to God I want this thing
麻烦你神啊麻烦你答应我这个小小的心愿、啊、
Please Lord grant me this little wish、
啊、说多几次的时候自己说多几次的时候一厢情愿就以为神答应了
after they repeated the wish so many times they believe God has granted them the wish
到后来得不到这个愿望的实现的时候就埋怨神
at the end when that wish did not come true they would blame God
你知不知道神给了你什么应许
Do you know what kind of promise God has given you
第二个问题或者我们要问一下自己
And the second question we want to ask ourselves
你做事的时候做事情的时候你行动的时候是基于信心还是情绪
When you act, is it based on faith or your own feeling?
基于信心的行为是按着神的心意来做。
An action with faith is something that is in God's plan.
是有一个感恩的心在里面。
And to act with thanksgiving.
基于情绪的行为是按着自己的心意来做。
But actions are with your own feelings.
这两种按着神的心意和按着自己的心意。
Whether you act with faith or act with your own feelings,
会时常打交出现矛盾。
It would create a lot of conflicts.
我哋现代人生活节奏好快。
Modern days we live in a fast-paced world.
你肚饿就去麦当劳。
When you're hungry, you go to McDonald's.
煮都唔使煮啊。
You really need to cook.
喺我哋做事情做决定嘅时候，我哋亦都系好节奏好快。
When we want to make a decision, we want to make it quick.
我哋靠我哋嘅直觉。
We want to use our gut feelings。
我哋小至买一件衫。
From a little thing to buy a shirt。
大至娶一个老婆。
To a big thing like marriage。
我哋靠直觉。
We use our own gut feeling。
当你同其他人发生矛盾嘅时候。
When you have conflict with others。
我哋靠直觉嚟到去反应。
We react with our own gut feelings。
但求呢个问题快快解决咗算。
We want to resolve this problem really quick。
当环境出现了困难的时候
When you are in a difficult situation,
我们靠直觉去反应
we act with our gut feelings,
但求快快地避过一劫
we want to quickly avoid this,
但靠信心的回应
but for reaction with our faith,
往往不能够靠直觉
so often you cannot rely on your own feelings,
往往你要去寻求神的心意
Usually you have to seek God's will
很多时候你要去等候再等候
A lot of time you have to keep waiting and waiting
往往你要放低你自己不安的情绪
A lot of time you want to put down your unsettling feelings
你问自己你做事你的行动是喜欢靠直觉还是靠 信心。
If we ask ourselves when we put our action, is it based on our own feelings or based on faith?
第三個問題，或者你可以問下自己。
A third question you may want to ask yourself.
你究竟期待住乜嘢好結果
？What kind of what a good results you are expecting?
一個應許就係一個應許。
A promise is a promise.
一個應許本來又必然有好嘅結果出現。
A promise should have a good result.
如果你個女問你要隻雞蛋
，If your daughter asks you for an egg,
嚇、啊、你口答應冇問題。
And you say, but no problem.
但結果你俾一隻有毒嘅蠍子俾佢。
But you end up giving her a poisonous scorpion.
雞蛋變毒蠍子。
An egg turned into a scorpion.
呢個唔算係一個應許。
That's not a promise.
你從希伯來書第十一章嚟到睇。
We look in Hebrews chapter 11.
神每一个应许都有好结果。
Every one of God's promises became good results.
而呢啲好结果，你细心去读嘅时候，有啲共同点喺里边。
When you study these results, there's a common thread.
呢啲好结果唔会中途咧俾删除或者最后更改。
And this result will not be changed or cancelled in the middle of the process.
因为神同我哋，神有一个好特别嘅性格。
Because God has a special character.
言出必行。
Whatever He promised, He would keep.
好结果，第二样嘢好特别嘅就系话佢出现嘅，佢好耐都唔出现嘅时候，唔等于佢呢个应许已经落空。
And another special character for the good results is.No matter how long you waited, it is not an empty promise.
因为神佢有佢嘅时间表。
Because God has His own time.
神有佢全盘嘅计划嚟到要照顾到。
God has His own grand plan to take care of everything.
好结果有第三个特点。
And there's a special character, a third special character for a good result.
就可以喺今生出现。亦都可以喺人死后出现。
It could happen while you're alive or after death.
或者你觉得好奇怪。
Well, you might think that's really strange.
原来神嘅应许可以跨越时空。
God's promise can transform through time and space.
跨越时空听起嚟好似好科幻咁。
It's something that seems like it's a science fiction.
但事实上，时间同埋空间唔能够限制住神嘅作为。
But the fact is, God is not restrained by time and space.
第四个好结果嘅特点。
And the fourth special character for the good result.
你唔可以坐享其成。
You cannot just sit back and enjoy it.
好结果系要靠好多好多信心嘅行动，一点一滴嚟到连接起嚟。
A good result has to build up a little by your action of faith.
一点一滴的信心的行为改变了我们的人生。
Little by little, all these actions of faith change our life.
一点一滴的信心的行动推高了我们敬拜神的心。
And little by little, these actions elevated our faith in worshiping God.
其实我们再想一想。
Let us think again.
我哋信徒对神嘅应许其实好唔习惯。
We're not really used to thinking of God's promise.
人嘅应许唔系咁嘅。
Because people's promise are not like this.
神嘅应许好特别。
God's promise is special.
我唔知道你对神嘅应许你习惯咗未
？I don't know if you have gotten used to God's promise.
好多人咧会取笑我哋基督徒嘅信心。
A lot of people would laugh at our Christian's faith.
佢哋会咁话。
They would say this.
哇！你哋口口声声讲信心。
You keep saying faith.
啊，讲得好口响啊。
You're boastful about your faith.
啊，讲得好好听啊。
And it's nice to listen to.
但系一旦困难出现嘅时候。
But when difficulty comes.
人又老，钱又冇。
When you're old and you're poor,
下面嗰句唔讲啦。你以为你嘅信心真系可以当饭食啊
？Can you sustain your life just on faith alone？
各位朋友 信心是不是真的可以当饭食？
Can you sustain your life based on faith？
你有没有想过你的信心是不是真的可以当饭食？
Can you really use faith as food to sustain your life？
盲目的信心不可以当饭食。
Well, if blind faith cannot do this，
神没有应许过的信心是不可以当饭食。
No, or the promise that's not coming from God.
没有基础，没有信心基础的，亦都不可以当饭食。
And without if your faith is not foundation is not based on faith,
没有行动的信心，不可以当饭食。
An action without faith cannot sustain your life.
但你读雅各一生的时候，在他晚年的时候，雅各的信心无论在什么困难的环境中，他可以当饭食。
But in Jacob's life, especially during his later stage, his faith can sustain him.
你的信心又是怎样？
What about your faith?
在感恩节的时候，我们有没有想过？
During Thanksgiving, have you thought about this?
尤其是你是基督徒的时候，
especially if you are a Christian，
你的信心可不可以当饭食？
Can you sustain your life with faith？
或者我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray。
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, give us our thanksgiving。
你带领我们的一生。
You're leading our whole life。
你应许我们有永生的盼望。
You promised us eternal life。
你应许我们可以丰丰富富地进入神的天国。
You promised that we can abundantly enter into your heaven。
求你都改变我们的心。
We pray that you will change our heart。
我们每做一件事按着神你的心意。
In everything that we do, we would do it according to your will。
虽然不容易做。
Even though it's not easy。
但我们很想去有雅各这个信心。
But we want to have the faith of Jacob。
我们可以扶住拐杖来到敬拜神。
We can lean on the top of the staff to worship God。
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name。 Amen。
林牧师，我们多谢你的讲道。